What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
So yesterday, the season report for drug use at festivals from the organization The More You Know came out. I spoke with the director, Wendy Allison, about the recent report and talked with her more about policies and legislation in New Zealand around drug use. I started by asking Allison about the organization.
We provide drug-related harm reduction services at festivals and events. So what that means is that people can come to us and talk to us about drugs that they intend to take, and they can bring us a sample of those drugs and we will test them and tell them what's in them and provide harm reduction advice associated with whatever we find.
So your latest season report has come out, which, tell me a bit about what came up in that season report.
Okay, so the main issues that arose this season were the appearance of pills containing very high doses of MDMA. We're talking 2 to 3 standard doses, which have the potential to be quite dangerous. Another thing that we have found a lot of this year are cathinones, which are a substance designed to mimic the effect of MDMA. They don't do it very well, and they come with quite high associated side effects and risks, and people have a tendency when they do these things to think they've got a dud pill and think taking more will get the effect that they're seeking. So that's an extremely risky thing to do when the drug you have isn't even the one that you think it is. And so we're seeing a lot of new psychoactive substances, and the cathinone family seem to be the main issue there. The third thing we found that I think is of concern is what appears to be deliberate inclusion of small amounts of MDMA into pills that contain a cathinone or another substance. And we think that this may be people deliberately trying to fool reagent tests, which will only pick up the MDMA, and people will think they have a pill that's all MDMA when it's actually mostly this other stuff. So those would be the three main issues.
I just noticed in the press release that more presumed samples being collected this year are what people believe they're consuming. With that in mind, should people start thinking the market might be safer?
We don't think so. I mean, it is good news. It's quite a jump we've seen from 68% to 79%. It's now, your chance of having something that could kill you is now 1 in 5 instead of 1 in 3. So that is good news. But 1 in 5, I wouldn't call that safe. And of course, we've got the MDMA pills, which were included in that total with the extra high doses. Those are also dangerous. So even though they are what they're supposed to be, people are still likely to run into trouble if they don't know what they're taking.
Mm. I'm kind of curious, in terms of your organization, what you do, and the anti-drug rhetoric that we find in New Zealand's political system quite frequently. I'm curious how that relationship between your organization and New Zealand government works.
Well, we have an interesting sort of, I'm not sure what the word is for this, but in New Zealand we have a very forward-thinking national drug policy, which is actually quite focused on harm reduction. But we also have legislation that's 43 years old, and it's very, very seated in what we call drug war rhetoric, so it's very prohibitionist. And these things clash with each other quite badly, because there are sections in the Misuse of Drugs Act that make providing harm reduction services actually very difficult for the people who are responsible for the safety of punters at events. So we've got this clash between law and policy. We now have quotes from 3 out of the last 4 prime ministers saying that they support what we do. What we don't have is any action politically to support what we do. So from my perspective, the government appears to be supporting us, but they're not actually doing anything about it, and I would like to see that change.
I'm also curious about your perspective on what Portugal did about 17 years ago now, in terms of decriminalizing all drug use, and that's been a massive reduction in terms of death. What are your thoughts on it?
It absolutely has, and it has been a massive step in the right direction from my perspective in terms of reducing the harms associated with drug use. But I think we need to temper that a little bit with the understanding that in Portugal, they have supply is still a crime, so the illicit market still exists, so the dangers associated with the market being illicit still exist. What they have done very well is to reduce the stigma associated with being a user and the legal risk associated with being a user, and that has allowed a lot of people who were getting into trouble with drugs to seek help and get help more easily. That end of things has done really, really well, but they still have this dangerous illicit market. So it's a step in the right direction, but in my view, until we get rid of the illicit market, which is the cause of the problems that we're trying to resolve, it's not going to be that helpful to us. I still think New Zealand should consider it, though.
I think in terms of a New Zealand perspective for that, what kind of steps do you think people, well, government specifically, could start taking towards matching policy with the kind of rhetoric we're finding?
Well, what we're seeking specifically is an amendment to Section 12 of the Misuse of Drugs Act, which is the section that criminalises event organisers who, in the words of the Act, knowingly permit their venue to be used for offences against the Act, so drug use. What this does is mean that as soon as an event organiser gets us in, they're acknowledging they know people use drugs at their event, and that automatically makes them criminals. And I think that's a bit ridiculous, given that we have health and safety law that makes them personally responsible for doing everything they can to help keep people safe. And we have harm reduction helps keep people safe. We can prove that. And they're not allowed to do it because it makes them criminals. So we've got this sort of ancient, out-of-date law that doesn't work to reduce drug use or drug harm, clashing with our new health and safety law, which is supposed to be state-of-the-art. Now, I know which one I would go with. I'd like to see the government catch up with that. So reviewing the Misuse of Drugs Act would be a very good, and actually having the law look at drug use from a health perspective instead of automatically assuming that it should be a criminal offence, that will be a very good start.
I think also when it comes to the illicit market, as you say, when you have people producing a certain product for their market, not being able to regulate what is going into that, how is that harmful for the public?
Well, the problem with illicit markets is that they, as you say, have no regulation. They have no Consumer Guarantees Act. they have no labelling. They have no quality control. And it rewards dishonesty, because somebody can very easily buy some cheap stuff off the internet and sell it as something that people seek and are willing to pay money for. And there is absolutely no recourse for that. So we've got this situation where dishonest people are encouraged to be dishonest at the expense of the people that they are selling to, and we are trying to step into the breach of that and provide, if not quality control, then at least enough information for people in this market to make informed decisions, which, I mean, let's face it, that's a neoliberal wet dream, is that the people making informed choices in a free market. But the problem with the illicit market is the choices are not informed, and we're trying to help with that.
Worry Week on The Wire.